This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire risker Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, to great radio stations along the networks. By the way, you are listening to us on the Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, on their website, and also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the larger markets across America. And just for good measure, we dropped in some of the leading independent stations around the country, too. And, of course, we broadcast around the world on the Internet. We're also on the satellite, the Westwood One satellite, and we're very happy to be coming to you, however and wherever you're listening to us. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping us stay free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, for our FedEx and UPS drivers, as well as our bulk mail center haulers hauling the mail all over the place. And our suicide jockeys, can't forget about them, hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel and other petroleum products wherever they need to go. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. And you can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, on Parler, on Getter, on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, you can find us at Amazon Music, at Spotify, at Player FM, at Radio Guana out of India, at Boomplay in Africa, in Google. And we're also on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and the Apple Podcasts. And you can also hear us on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, as well as over on GCN Live. And most of our radio stations have us on their streams, too. So there you go. All right. To the telephone we go. Out west we go, where it's warm. Going to be a lot hotter because Arizona and whatnot, east of Kyle Warren, is going to be, once again, setting records. But it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yep, and the crowd is excited. They're excited because they're out there, and it's a beautiful night again. Now, we've got some interesting weather going on right now because the temperature is just kind of hovering around 81 to 83 degrees, partly cloudy. It looks like we're going to have another one of those days, but it is what it is, right?
Exactly, yes.
All right. And like I used to say when I was younger, it are what it's going to be. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I don't know about you, but this doesn't really apply to me, especially because I don't come in until like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon these days, and sometimes later than that, to the station. Managers are saying 4 to 6 p.m. is now a work dead zone, and employees can run errands and take care of kids before logging on later to finish their work. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, this is something, you know, when I saw this earlier today, it definitely rings true because you do now have some very different setups for office work, for example, or for whatever job you might have, especially if it's administrative, you work on a computer, you know, you're generating reports or you're writing emails. A lot of that now is being done at different times of the day, maybe even very, very late at night. And that's because the work-life flexibility thing is really starting to take hold. And this came out, I'm almost positive, from the pandemic, you know, because people realized that they could get their job done at different times and be able to handle other things, especially like childcare.
Okay, I got something I'm going to mention here. George is in the chat room, our good friend George, the Godfather. Good morning, George. And he sent us a little something. Listen to this. You ready?
Yep.
I'm trying to master the art of eating a powdered donut without looking like I just got back from the White House.
All right, very funny, George.
Yeah, that is because he's talking about the white powder they found, and most of us are going, well, you know, I can't believe they can't figure that out because they're, if you've ever been to the White House, folks, you can't go anywhere, the bathroom or otherwise, and not everything you do being seen.
Well, exactly right. So that's why it's ridiculous in the extreme that they can't figure out whose bag of cocaine that was.
Exactly. All right. Wally's laughing, too. Good morning, Wally. Now, Donald Trump, of course, is kind of, well, for lack of better words, he's got to stop just dwelling on people, you know, going after people. That's not going to get him anywhere because these people are going to do themselves in. When we find out what's going to happen here in these primaries that are coming up, I see, let's say Ron DeSantis. Let's say he finishes third or fourth in Iowa, third or fourth in New Hampshire, third or fourth in Nevada or wherever else is they have something before they get down to South Carolina, and the same thing there. He'll be out of the race when that happens. But anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back. This is the Kyle and Captain Hour. Kyle Warren and Captain Matt Bruce here at the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more and your phone calls, too.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha, and I'm looking forward to lunch today. I'm psyched. I'm all ready to have me some Mission Barbecue, and I think I'm going to have some of that smoked turkey today. I haven't had that in a while, and that's really good. If you like turkey and you like it smoked, got a little bit of that smoke flavor to it, then you need to stop there and try it. Get a couple of sides with it, and it's not that expensive. And veterans, you get a free dessert, so don't forget that. Now, Relief Factor brings you this portion of the show. That's Relief Factor, the all-natural ingredients, 100% drug-free, because they have turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps your body's natural response to inflammation, which causes the pain and the swelling to begin with. And it will lower or eliminate the pain and the suffering that you got through whatever it is that you're suffering from by going right straight to the source. Now, I can tell you, I've been using it for about 13 years right now, and it's been working for me. And the reason I take it is because of two words. It works. If it didn't work, you wouldn't hear me talking about it. Now, it costs $19.95 to get it started on the 3-week quick start, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start. After that, you'll get onto the regular promotion, the regular distribution, and you'll get the bigger sack that'll come to you with the more pills in it. It won't be a 3-week supply anymore. It'll be a 4-week supply. And away you go. So for $19.95, you get it started by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain. While you're over there, take a look at some of the other health products that they've got over there, too. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Unfortunately, two hikers were found dead in Nevada in the Valley of Fire, the state park over there. Scorching 114-degree temperatures And they may have died from exposure, you think?
Yes, it's a very sad story coming out of that Valley of Fire State Park in Nevada. I've actually been to the Valley of Fire. It's an incredibly beautiful area of the desert and so forth, but the heat is not forgiving. That is for sure. So evidently, these hikers died perhaps of dehydration and heat-related illness. One of the hikers was 71 years old.
Well, that kind of says something there, because, again, the older folks can't take the heat. They just can't. It's not good for them at all in any manner whatsoever. Now, the Wagner Group and their gamble right now with Poland and what they may or may not be thinking about Poland coming out of Belarus may drag the West into war with Russia, because if there's an invasion of sorts in Poland by anybody from anywhere, then they're going to invoke Article 5, and here we go. NATO and their 31 countries come to the aid.
Well, that's exactly right. So Alexander Lukashenko, of course, he's the president of Belarus. He's saying that the Wagner Group soldiers may want to attack Poland, or this may be in the offing. This is not something that we should simply just dismiss out of hand, because, there's a very explosive element that's going on over there right now. And you're right. An Article 5 response would mean that the world would be at war literally overnight. We've heard Vladimir Putin talk about wanting to go into Poland. In other words, some of these reports that we've gotten. So, Captain, again, it's a very volatile situation, and we don't know why Putin would be going down this road, even rhetorically, because it doesn't set the stage at all for any off-ramp in this.
Well, he's trying to assert his power and show everybody how powerful and how strong he is, when we all know that he really isn't, and his army isn't as good as he thinks it is. Now, the mercenaries are, but not his army. By the way, the Kremlin denied that Russia hit the Odessa, Ukraine cathedral on purpose. They blamed the Ukraine for hitting the cathedral. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe as well. Russia is also saying that there was a couple of drone attacks in Moscow earlier. They're calling it a, quote, brazen act of terror, believing it came from the Ukrainians. So you see, again, in this kind of situation, obviously Ukraine wouldn't go after an historic, house of worship or cathedral.
It's very difficult to get a drone from the Ukraine to Moscow.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you'd have to have something in the area taking off and avoiding the radar and whatnot doing that. And that would be more, to me, my thinking, I would think it would be the mercenaries trying to get even again.
Well, exactly. We don't know exactly what's happening in Russia. We don't know what to believe, ultimately, even with this event that happened just a few short weeks ago now, where the Wagner Group was going towards Moscow, ostensibly, to go get the Minister of Defense. But there was a lot more going on there, I think.
All right. Now, we've got one. I think I know who's calling, so I'm going to go over here. I believe it's Aaron in Denver. Is that you, Aaron?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, Cap, Professor Politics. Well, it's really sad that Elon Musk is getting rid of the Tweety Bird. You know, I mean, I like the blue Tweety Bird, and he's going to X out the Tweety Bird and put in this depressing dark black X, and it's just bad marketing. I mean, I just don't get it. X marks the spot, but apparently he's going to throw the Tweety Bird under the bus and put an X over it. But anyway, Professor Politics, Cap,
all right. Well, that's an interesting comment, but maybe the Tweety Bird is going to Facebook.
Well, but how much does it cost now to get rid of the bird? It costs, what, $44 billion for Elon Musk to buy Twitter? Well, but of course, he's getting rid of the logo. But at the same time, he's also saying that AI, as we talked about before, is going to start managing the day-to-day issues on the Twitter account, evidently.
Now, I want to talk for a second about the U.S. women's soccer team and what I have been seeing again. it's not like what they did once before or a couple of years ago when they were taking knees and whatnot. Some of them were standing up, one or two of them, with their hand over their heart singing the national anthem, and the rest of them were down on their knees. They're not doing that, but now they're just not saying anything, and there might be one or two with their hand over their hearts singing the national anthem, and the rest of them are doing nothing but just standing there. And how disrespectful can you be? You're damn lucky to be on the team to begin with and to be able to be playing in something called the international games or whatever it is they're doing, the world championships, if you will. But I don't know if they understand that the people back home are really getting upset with watching this on their television. A lot of people, number one, are tuning out. And a lot of people, number two, are not buying their gear. So that's how we're sending the message to them this year. We're not going to buy their gear. We're not going to watch them on TV. So let them see what happens then.
Well, exactly right. It's a real honor to be able to represent your country in games such as these, of course, even to the Olympic Games. But when you're outside of the country and you're the representative, I just think it's good form to always project the most positive thing you can about your country. That's what everybody else is out there doing from different countries.
You betcha.
But to try to make some kind of statement and this kind of thing, I think it reveals more character, the kind of character, rather than, you know, oh, people say, oh, good, yeah, down with the USA. By the way, that's the kind of thing they chant over in Tehran, I think.
Yeah, and if they want to use their anti-American antics on the public stage, why don't they just let them, go back of the behind the stadium and stand back there where nobody's watching?
Well, how about this? How about then don't represent the United States on a soccer team?
There you go.
If it's that bad, if the United States is that terrible, you know, the United States is always a work in progress. There's no doubt about that. But it is that shining city on a hill. The reason why we even have dissension and these kinds of things is because we're free. And we can say what we want. So, I don't know, then why be on the soccer team?
There are plenty of young women out there that would love to be a part of that team. And, and maybe in the future, you ought to say, okay, to be a member of this team, you need to stand at attention, put your hand over your heart when we play the national anthem. And if you can't do that, don't bother trying out.
Well, that would used to be sort of an inherent quality that most people would say, yeah, that's me. I love my country.
Well, that's just me, okay? That's just me talking. In the meantime, bottom of the hour coming up. Stations get a little bit longer of a break, and we'll be back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning edition. Don't go anywhere. We'll be coming right back, and Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A majority of voters believe federal prosecutors have a strong case against former President Trump in the U.S. Capitol riot probe. That's according to a new Harvard University Capps-Harris poll. It found 57% of registered voters think that prosecutors have either a strong or very strong case against Trump. Protests are rocking Israel after Parliament passed a law weakening that country's Supreme Court. This Israeli military reservist is criticizing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I'm ashamed of him. I think he's the first dictator of Israel. I think he's lost his heart.
The measure removes the court system's ability to strike down unreasonable government decisions. Whataburger is heading further west. The Texas-based burger chain will open their first restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip. It will be located at the Waldorf Astoria and open 24 hours a day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here, there are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles: effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate. Best I've ever worked with, they truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Now, let me tell you something. If you're in the area or if you're coming to the Tampa Bay area and you're having problems with your legs or your ankles or your feet, maybe you've got swelling, maybe that's the issue and you can't quite figure out what's going on and you've been trying all sorts of things, then you need to pick up the phone and call 727-896-4615. That will be Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. And they will be able to tell you whether or not you're suffering from edema or something similar, which is going to cause your legs to swell up because of a circulation problem that's causing the fluid to build up. Now, that can go from the toes to the ankles, to the knees, to the groin, up into your midsection, and up into your chest before you even know it. And all of a sudden, you're gasping for air, you're literally drowning in your own fluid, and they got to get rid of it. And they can do that because they know what to do. So give them a call at 727-896-4615 if you've got any of those symptoms I just told you about. 727-896-4615. Set up an appointment. And even if you're just coming over here for the day to visit, or maybe you're on vacation or whatever, it would be worth your while to have them take a look at you and see if they can help you with that problem. 727-896-4615. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You know, we've been talking about the truckers, and we've been talking about UPS going on strike, right?
Right.
And they came back to, they're coming back to the bargaining table today. We'll see what happens. They've got just a few days to get this done, because by the end of the month, if they don't have a new agreement, in principle at least, they're going to walk, right? They've already taken a strike vote.
Right, exactly.
Well, according to the FedEx Pilots Union, they rejected a tentative deal, and now supervised talks are going to happen, apparently, with an arbitrator brought in by the government.
That's right. The arbitrator is likely going to be the National Mediation Board, according to the pilots' union. The Airlines Pilots Association, ALPA, they didn't give a bunch of the reasons why this was rejected, and we don't know what percentage of the pilots actually rejected this tentative contract deal, but obviously they got to get back to the table. So with UPS and FedEx in the mix and all this, this could have a big significant impact.
I was just going to say, if for some reason FedEx went out and UPS goes out, the trucks and the pilots, we are going to have a mess of immense proportion in this country. Thank you, Joe Biden, because again, part of this is because, the biggest expense is not labor, when it comes to the trucks and UPS, when it comes to the planes. It's fuel to get it from point A to B. And that's what cuts into the profits, and that's why some of these drivers have not been able to get a substantive wage because the fuel costs and the operating costs are so high. So if we can get back, and by the way, here's the question. If I'm Donald Trump, here's what I'm asking the country. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
How would you like the opportunity to get back to $1.87 per gallon for the price of gasoline at the pump again? If so, I did it once, I can do it again. That's what he should be harping on.
Yeah, I think so. And another component of these possible strikes is going to be the fact that people are still going to want to get merchandise or buy things, but the online buying might be impacted by some of this. And people might look back towards brick and mortar, but brick and mortar usually doesn't have a huge inventory of things these days, precisely because people buy so much stuff online where you don't have to have it down the street at a store. It's at a warehouse, but gets to you within about 24 hours or so. So interrupting this new kind of way of doing retail could also be significant.
I just bought an air conditioner online. I also bought something else online that I could have gone and picked up, but I decided to do it online, and it got here quicker, and it was exactly what I wanted, and the price was cheaper than what I'd seen in the store, which is why I did it.
Very interesting, yeah.
And I got all the warranties and all that stuff that comes with it, so we'll find out. You know, it's going to be here tomorrow. Both items are going to be here tomorrow, so we'll find out when I pick it up, when they deliver it, rather.
All right. Very cool. Very cool indeed. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it will be very cool, right, with the air conditioner.
Well, it's one of those ones that stands on the floor. I've had them before, and they're very good. 10,000 BTU unit. It's very good, and it will cool down a couple of rooms very nicely, more so than even central air will do. And it's kind of like what used to hang up on the walls in the houses. But it's a little bit smaller, a little bit more compact, but it still weighs a lot. Oh,
mm-hmm.
80 pounds.
Exactly.
But it's
wow.
on wheels. You can move it around. So there you go. All right. Again, we're here today, Tuesday, and Tuesday's the day that we like to tell you about because we go to the Mission Barbecue up on West Waters, just off the Veterans Expressway, over east about, let's see, one, two, the third traffic light to the east of the Veterans Expressway. On the right side, you'll see the big American flag, and you'll see Bam Bam out front. Bam Bam is the big military 5-ton that's out there with the big old barbecue pit on it that's usually smoking. They usually throw some wood in there and make it look like it's smoking the meats, even though it's not, because they have their smoker inside. But there you go. Now, the other thing is, Kyle, apparently, according to stock market strategist David Rosenberg, he's giving Powell's Fed no credit and no mercy because he said there's no chance we're going to have a soft landing with this economy we got going here.
Yes, and that's ominous. And it's also, of course, his opinion. But, Captain, I think so many people are watching what's happening, not only with inflation, but with spending and all these different things that are pressing on the economy, especially where it comes to interest rates. I mean, we could go on and on. But this idea that you're not going to have that soft landing that the Fed will try to have, or maybe it's like an almost soft landing. I mean, all these new sort of terms and definitions keep popping up. But yes, I think people do think that we're heading for something that's not going to be very pleasant as we head to the end of the year.
And, you know, we heard about full employment from a lot of people, right? That, oh, the economy's so good, we got full employment, we're just cruising, this, that, and the other. Apparently, nobody seems to remember what a full employment recession can look like. And BlackRock yesterday came out and warned the country that the U.S. economy is in for a roller coaster inflation, which could be headed for an ultra rare full employment recession. And I get what they're saying. And it is possible because you got all these businesses right now that are moving out of the big blue cities because they can't afford to be there anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, it's like everything is changing very, very quickly. The rate of change, I think, is one of the things that we should be the most alarmed about, because we'll wake up 6 months or a year from now and wonder, oh, can we go back to the good old days of July 2023? But yes, BlackRock is looking at this very closely, and the roller coaster trajectory, I think, is what they're looking for here.
As I said, I want to go back to the days when fuel was $1.87 a gallon at the pump, which is what it was the day that Joe Biden got elected and Donald Trump lost the election. And it didn't take very long for that fuel to go up 40 cents a gallon, and it has not stopped since. And we're now at $2.90 a gallon without adding in the transportation costs. It's gone up 28 cents in the last 10 days. Think about that one as we go to break, and we'll be right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
I'm your
Sunshine Band, 1977, when men were men and women were proud of it. And I'll tell you what, Kyle, I remember that like it was yesterday. And again, the bell-bottom pants, you know, I know you've been wearing bell-bottoms tonight, so I'm doing this in honor of you and the low boots, and you've just been cutting it around the linoleum floor there. So you can't fool anybody. We know.
Well, 1977, and that's when Star Wars first came out as well. So mm-hmm. we were listening to KC and going to see Luke and Leia and Han. That's really a great year.
Yep, and I can remember when I got to go see them, and they played at one of our disco clubs that we had on Erie Boulevard in Syracuse, New York. And I remember going to see them, and that was pretty neat, pretty neat. But anyway, there you go. Now, you take it away out west and tell us how hot it's going to be, because it looks like California and Arizona, two hottest places in the country today.
Well, that's right. We continue to see these excessive heat warnings returning, of course, especially to the desert of Southern California, especially if you're coming in the southern part of California, if you're coming in through Blythe, coming through I-10, I believe, you're gonna find yourself in excessive heat warnings. 119 degrees is one of the upper estimates here, so that's nothing to sneeze at all. Of course, if you're going to be in Arizona, southern Arizona, you're going to have all kinds of heat going on right now. Definitely know that. In Phoenix, Arizona, right now clocking in at 99. Earlier, there was a ground stop at the Sky Harbor Airport there in Phoenix earlier in the day. There was a telecommunications problem. But, of course, that had to happen if you might be sitting on the airplane on one of the hottest days and one of the hottest consecutive days, of course, in Phoenix. But we understand they've got it all worked out. Las Vegas checking in right now at 98 degrees. Also excessive heat or heat advisories heading up the California coast north of Los Angeles up towards San Luis Obispo. Up in Montana, heat advisory for the eastern part of the state there. Colorado, southern Colorado heat advisory, and various heat advisories in New Mexico around Santa Fe, over to Tucumcari, Roswell, Carlsbad, and Las Cruces. Be careful out there.
All right, well, we're going to start with Nebraska and the central part of Nebraska up along I-80, up over towards Lincoln, over to North Platte. And you've got a high heat advisory in there. Then it runs down into central Nebraska and over to Iowa and the northwestern corner of Missouri, all the way back over to Colorado. And then if you're going down I-35, I-29 is going to take you down into Kansas City, all the way down into Oklahoma, all the way down to Oklahoma City, all the way down to Dallas-Fort Worth, all the way down to San Antonio, out to Midland, up towards Plainview, Texas, Amarillo, south down to Lubbock. Temperatures will be in the 90s. Heat factors will be in the 100s. Not quite as warm as what you're talking about. There's going to be some rain, might be some flooding in the Dallas-Fort Worth area today as storms are going to kick up. We're going to see some weather in the middle Atlantic states. It looks like as if it could kick up in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, West Virginia, maybe even eastern Kentucky and Tennessee, and there will be some thunderstorms there. Also, we got the schmutz alert tonight for the entire Upper Peninsula of Michigan, all of it, poor air quality. All of Michigan, poor air quality. In Ohio, we have got poor air quality, which is going to take us right over to let's see, from Toledo all the way over to Erie, Pennsylvania, and the northern part of Indiana, going right straight across from Ohio to Illinois, then up into Chicago, eastern half of Wisconsin, and most of Minnesota tonight, poor air quality as well. And the final area of really hot temperatures is going to be on down south in South Florida. So there you go. All right, I got a caller. I'm going to put him on. And, caller, you got about 60 seconds before I have to go to Denise Simon. What's on your mind? Good morning,
caller. Hello.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Oh, that's,
good morning.
Is that Denise? That's Denise. All right. All right. Let's see who you hang on there, Denise. All right. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, how you doing? This is George Carlo from the Godfather.
Oh, hey, George. How are you? How are you?
I wanted to just make a statement, and I think the professor would agree. The unemployment numbers, I believe how the government goes by is about the amount of people that file for unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
Once the unemployment runs out, now you're not a statistic anymore. So if you go on government assistance,
yep,
like our Medicare and stuff, that doesn't count.
Right.
And they believe, the government believes that you go back to work as the unemployment money runs out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they get those low numbers.
You're right.
But there's people out of work.
Yep, you are right, George. Okay. We're going to see you for lunch today?
I hope so. It depends. I've got a phone meeting to do.
Okay.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. I appreciate that you took my call. First time in a long time, but
I appreciate you, George. You take care.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right. That's George, and George is a godfather. We talk about him all the time. Okay. Kyle, we're going to go to Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience. You know, Denise, we're watching what's going on, and there's a back page story coming due here. R.F. Kennedy Jr. is now calling for the investigation of the Biden corruption. Now, that got buried. That got buried in the news yesterday.
Oh, I saw it in a couple of places, but yes. He says that, he's kind of being general about it, but he says it looks very suspicious to him, too. And what's particularly fascinating about this is the drip method. And what I mean by that is that every day
mm-hmm.
there's a new drip of information that's coming out about all things Biden mm-hmm. Crime Family Incorporated.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where the famous text message that says my dad is sitting right next to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, Hunter was sitting in his father's Corvette with the top down
mm-hmm.
with two girls inside the car with him on the very day
mm-hmm.
that text message. So Hunter was with his father.
Mm-hmm.
So that merges to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Devin Archer, Hunter's former business partner.
Okay, to be brought up after the top of the hour, we're going to the break right here. Hang on. And Kyle, you hang on, and folks are going to be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and FoundersCode.com. And Kyle Warren, host of the Kyle Warren Show, and my co-host along with me here tonight. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.